Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمة وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام O Allah عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious مرحبا اهلا وسهلا بكم to one and all you are watching the program called reformation of the ummah only on your madani channel we thank allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is our sustainer provider cherisher and nourisher we have sent durood and salawat upon his most exalted and celebrated prophet the prophet of rahmah the intercessor of the ummah the owner of jannah arwahuna fida may our souls be sacrificed at his blessed feet we have sent peace and blessings upon his illustrious family as well as his noble companions Once again today, dear viewers of Madani channel, I'm in the company of our esteemed Mawlana Ziyad Madani Attari Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyya. Alhamdulillah, ahlan wa sahlan to our respected personality, mashallah, who is with us in studio. At the same time, Mawlana Sahib, we should be thanking our viewers for being with us. Yes, dear viewers, and together with that, Mawlana Sahib, what makes this program even more exciting is the fact that, alhamdulillah, we have kalams that we always recite, plus we, alhamdulillah, on our screens, watch those beautiful Naat Khans who recite the praises of the exalted Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Try and watch this program from beginning to end for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and maybe they can even jot down the points Mawlana Sahib and the niyyah behind this is so that you could convey this to others as well. However, we are living in the zaman of technology. It's easier for you to share this with others as well via the social media. May Allah Kareem grant us full reward and thawab for the niyats we may have in our hearts. Alhamdulillah for now, I take in this beautiful kalam composed by none other than Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatum al-Aliyya. Milke padhte hain.
مجھے در پہ پھر بلانا مدنی مدینے والے مجھے در پہ پھر بلانا مدنی مدینے والے مجھے در پہ پھر بلانا مدنی مدینے والے میں عشق بھی پلانا میں عشق بھی پلانا مدنی مدینے والے مدنی مدینے والے مدنی مدینے والے میری آنکھ میں سمانا مدنی مدینے والے بنے دل تیرا ٹھکانا بنے دل تیرا ٹھکانا مدنی مدینے والے مدنی مدینے والے مدنی مدینے والے
جب کے دید ہوگی جب ہی میری عید ہوگی تیری جب کے دید ہوگی جب ہی میری عید ہوگی میرے خواب میں تم آنا میرے خواب میں تم آنا مدنی
مدینے والے مدینے والے مدنی مدینے والے تیری فرش پر حکومت تیری عرش پر حکومت تیری فرش پر حکومت آقا تیری فرش پر حکومت تیری عرش پر حکومت تو شہنشاہ زمانہ تو شہنشاہ زمانہ مدنی مدینے والے مدنی مدینے والے مدنی مدینے والے
تیری آنے والی
نسلیں
تیرے عشق ہی میں مچھلے میری آنے والی نسلیں تیرے عشق ہی میں مچھلے انہیں نیک تم بنانا انہیں نیک تم بنانا مدنی مدینے والے
مدنی مدینے والے مدنی مدینے والے تیرے غم میں کاش عطار رہے ہر گھڑی گرفتار تیرے غم میں کاش عطار رہے ہر گھڑی گرفتار غم مال سے بچانا غم مال سے بچانا مدنی مدینے والے مدنی مدینے والے مدنی مدینے والے
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. سو ٹوڈے آور ڈسکشن اینڈ ٹاپک فور ٹوڈے از اے ویری امپورٹنٹ ون, بولڈنس ان کمیٹنگ گناہ اینڈ سنز. اللہ اکبر. وی وڈ لائک اینڈ لو ٹو سی دا سنز آف ادرز. وی وڈ ڈگ اینڈ آسک مور کوسچنز ٹو فائنڈ دا فالز آف ادرز. Yes, dear viewers of Madinah channel, sins were being committed in the past as well, but those committing sins would later feel remorse and regret and conceal their sins. Allahu Akbar. And it is also stated that even if their sins were brought to their notice, they would instantly make tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They would repent of their sins. But now times have changed, Mawlana Sahib. Allahu Akbar. Our society has majority of such people who have become so bold in committing sins that neither do they feel a slightest bit of hesitation in committing sins, nor are they embarrassed after committing any gunah and sin, Mawlana Sahib. Yeah. This is the state of this ummah, such as missing salah, not fasting in the month of Ramadan, despite having the ability to fast in the month of Ramadan, swearing your parents, unlawfully killing other children. Some people would give birth to children and then throw them in the dump site. Astaghfirullah, ala'adhu billah. Snatching and stealing the mobiles at the end of the streets. Taking interest money, dealing with briberies, dealing with people who take briberies, so on and so forth. The list could go on, dear viewers of Madini channel. Because these are the times that we are living in. People are bold in committing sins. And Allahu Akbar. There are some things that we cannot mention, but this is a global problem, Mawlana Sahib, which we see in our society. It's from the smallest to people who are in the old age, sins are committed everywhere. Yes. Young, old, male, female. And the times have now come that people openly commit sins. With boldness they would commit sins. They would deliberately commit this sin and show others what sins they are committing and ask others to join them in those sins as well at times. So we are living in a very difficult time, in the time of fitna, in the time of mischief. And it is time for us to save our iman. It is time to protect our faith and iman. It It is time for us not to contaminate our souls, our heart, and our spiritual exercises with sins as well. So therefore, we have this program designed for the viewers of Madani Channel, so that inshallah, Zawajalla, by the end of tonight's program, we should also sincerely repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. I'm going to go to our respected Mawlana Sahib now, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, and ask our respected honorable Mawlana Sahib with regards to this problem that we are facing in society, and people have become so bold in committing sins. And as a believer, the question is, Mawlana Sahib, as a mu'min, as a believer, we recite the kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How does a mu'min, a believer, look at sin? Whether it is big, whether it is small, whatever the sin is, how does a person firstly look at his sin, Mawlana Sahib?
Allahu Akbar. Actually, firstly, we must understand that no sin should be looked at as small. Yes, right. there is a differentiation that ulama ikram give of major sins and minor sins with regards to the adab that one receives. But if we just contemplate for a moment, that let's say we considered, if someone considered a sin small, the adab may be lighter than the adab he will receive for a major sin.
Allah.
But can we even bear the little adab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
This is the question.
Even a little bit of adab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is too difficult on us. In fact, in Jahannam, the lowest punishment in Jahannam is that one would be made to wear shoes of fire that would cause one's brain to boil.
Allah.
Now we can't bear that adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for us, no sin should be considered small. Actually, there's a hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, he reports, says that how a believer looks towards a sin. A believer looks towards a sin as if it's a huge mountain ahead of him, that he fears it may fall upon him and crush him.
Allahu Akbar.
He fears this mountain may fall upon him, may crush him, may cause his destruction. He looks at sin like a mountain. And the one who is a sinner and transgressor, how does he look towards sin? He looks towards sin as if it's a little fly that has settled upon his body, that he can easily just wave it away. He can easily just push it away. This concept of a sin, a believer looks at a sin as huge. He fears that even the slightest sin may cause my destruction. And the one who's a sinner, transgressor, he takes even major sins, he takes it lightly, like it's nothing to worry about.
Yet,
the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can reach someone even for a sin that the person may consider minor. Al-Iyadu Billah, may Allah ta'ala save us. Ameen.
Ameen Ya Rabbul Alameen. Ameen Thumma Ameen. Yes, dear viewers of Madini Channel, this is the reality and this is the truth that many of the people, and it's a global issue, Mawlana Sahib, that we consider those sins to be small, insignificant. It's just a small riba to make. Is this a small bribery to take?
Allah, Allah.
It's just a small thing to do. You know, the job is done and then who knows about it? Allahu Akbar. Yes, dear viewers of Madani Channel, do you know Hazrat Sayyidina Luqman, the wise, he had given his son a beautiful piece of advice. He says to his son, oh my son, if the sin is small, equivalent to the weight of a mustard seed,
Ya Allah,
and that sin is then in the rock, or in the skies, in the heavens, or anywhere on the earth, Ya'ati biha Allah, Allah will bring that guna forth on the day of Qiyamah. Inna Allaha latifun khabir. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the knower of every subtlety. The all away. Subhanallah. So having this behind our mind, Mawlana Sahib, that sin can be anywhere in the rock, inside the rock, anywhere on the heavens, or anywhere on the earth, Allah Kareem will bring that slightest sin forth on the day of Qiyamah. That's how great Allah Azza wa Jalla is. Can Mawlana Sahib perhaps give us some reasons behind boldness in sins? Why do people become so bold in committing? Is it because of the lack of Islamic knowledge, Mawlana Sahib? Is it because of bad company? Is it because a person is pushed into that situation? What are some of the causes, if Mawlana Sahib could shed some light on this matter as well?
Yes, subhanAllah. There are various causes that has caused sin to become so common, widespread, and people to become so bold in committing sins. And some of them is what Mawlana Sahib mentioned. We may not pay attention to this, but These are actual factors that contribute towards people becoming bold in committing sins. So we should pay attention to this. One is the lack of Islamic knowledge. Exactly that. The lack of Islamic knowledge. That people have difficulty recognizing sins as sins because they don't have Islamic knowledge.
Allahu Akbar.
It is necessary for us to have and to learn Islamic knowledge such that we are able to use it to save ourselves from sins. We have to know what is a sin. We have to know what is a good deed. This is necessary upon us. Otherwise, someone could just be listening to music and he thinks or she thinks that, oh, this is actually very good. The fear is, if we think that some sin is actually good, when will the opportunity of repentance come? We make dua, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa wa rizqna tiba'a. Oh Allah, please show us the truth as the truth.
Ameen.
And give us tawfiq to follow it. Wa arina al-batila batila wa rizqna ijtinaba. And oh Allah, please show us batil, show us falsehood as falsehood. And give us the tawfiq to refrain from it.
Allah.
The one who does not have Islamic knowledge to be able to recognize wrong, falsehood, sin as sins. Then this person, when will they have the opportunity to refrain from it? So Islamic knowledge is very, very necessary. Another that causes people to become rather bold in committing sins is that they don't realize, recognize and fear the punishment, the azab of Allah. The azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so severe. Like we've mentioned that in Jahannam, the lowest punishment is to wear shoes of fire.
Allah,
can we bear it? We are unable to bear the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The day that we realize that we are unable to bear the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the day we will be ashamed to commit a sin in the court of Allah. So we should fear that. And Huzur mentioned so beautifully that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of every sin we commit. If we can only develop a modesty in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. A modesty in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, that when we are sinning, do we realize? Do we just fathom that Allah is watching me? I've heard of beautiful incidents of pious personalities that sometimes if someone was sinning and they would go, subhanAllah, their tongues had athar in effect, that it would pierce the hearts of people, that they would go to people, if someone is sinning, they would just go and whisper in their ear and say, Allah is watching you. And at times these people who were sinning would hear this and it would affect their hearts so much that they would fall upon the ground unconscious. And when they wake up and people ask, what did he say? They would say, he said, Allah is watching me. So when I am conscious that my Rabb is watching me, how can I sin in front of
Allah?
How can I sin in front of Allah? These are few things that we can pay attention to. And inshallah, paying attention to these things will assist us in becoming less bold in committing sin. And it's my dua that it will assist us in leaving sin completely.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Mulana Sahib, you highlighted a very important aspect, and that's khawf-e khuda.
Absolutely.
Fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the greatest thing which misses from the lives of many people, Mulana Sahib, that Allah is watching me, and due to that, a person is able to overcome the waswasas of the devil, the traps of the shaitan, because he knows my Rabb is watching me. Khawf-e khuda. But this type of khawf and fear is very hard to develop in the hearts of people, and we very easily persuade to the temptations of this dunya and the luxuries of this world, so on and so forth. And all these are hindrance onto our path of success. بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. Allah Azza wa Jalla had said in the Quran, rather you choose the life of this world when the hereafter is better for you. All these are motivation, dear viewers of Madini channel, that we should leave the sins and remember Allah is watching you. Whether you are just born, whether you are 15 years old, whether you are 25 years old, when you think no one watches you, Allah is always watching you. You are never free from His sight. You are being monitored and watched at all times. In fact, Mulana Sahib, there was a young man in the time of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. Allahu Akbar. You know, his story has motivated me a lot, Mulana Sahib. I have taken such inspiration from this beautiful waqi of this personality in the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. And it so happened, it was a young man who was so pious, and he would perform his namaz ba jama'at behind Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And then every day he would go to his father's home and carry out the household chores, so on and so forth. You know, make his parents khidmat.
Right.
And it so happened that Mulana Sahib, every time he would go to perform salah, gunah would invite him towards sins. There would be a lady who would stand at the end of the street near her home, and she would give some ishara and indication to this young man that, you know what, you can come here. Astaghfirullah. And he would put his gaze down, he would lower his gaze and he would continue. walking, and he would never get attracted by her calling, so on and so forth. And then one day, the devil, Shaitan, who tries to make things easier and simpler for you, he tries to motivate you to get involved and indulge in that activity. And that day came when he just performed Salah and he was going, and then he was then that girl tried attracting him. Once again, she tried calling him, and this time when she gave that indication, he inclined towards moving towards her. As he was about to go towards her, he recalled the verse of the Quranic Park about fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
Allah.
And that fear struck in his heart to such an extent that before he could step in her home, he fell to the ground unconscious.
Ya Allah.
After some time, his dad could not find him, or when he didn't return home, his father, along with some people, began his search. And then they finally found him on the floor, on the ground, unconscious. People had gathered around the place. He carried his son, he'd taken his son home after sprinkling some water and awakening him from that state. His father had asked him, "Son, what had happened to you? Why you were there? What happened? Who said what? Who done what?" And then he gave his father the entire story. "Dad, this used to happen to me every single day, but today I lost control of my nafs. I recalled the ayat of the Quran, due to which Allah saved me from committing that gunah and sin, but the sin was so heavy upon my shoulders, or the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that caused me to fall unconscious to the ground." So in a nutshell, Munana Sahib, the son said those words, and in that, while saying those words, he passed away.
Allah.
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. His rites were carried out, janazah namaz was performed, he was buried. And then this news did not reach Umar radiallahu anhu at night. However, the next morning, when this news was presented in the bargah of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, upon which he said, "Then why did you not tell me that his janazah will be performed? I would have been there making dua for him." The father says, "Ya Sayyidi, please, it's our earnest appeal for you to still make dua for him."
Right.
And Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, according to the narration, offered himself that let's go to the Qabristan.
Subhanallah.
And they so proceeded to the graveyard. It is said, and this is the history, Mulana Sahib, as he entered the Qabristan, he says to this young man, when he reaches the qabr and the grave of this particular young man who was alive yesterday, who was a pious young man, but this is the state in which he passed on. He asked him, "Oh young man, do you know, for the one who fears Allah Azza wa Jalla, there is two jannats. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. For the one who fears Allah Azza wa Jalla, standing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for such a person there is two paradise, there is two jannats. Upon which from the grave a sound was heard saying, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, and Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted me those two jannats."
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The fear and the khawf of Allah Azza wa Jalla had, subhanallah, forgiven that person. This is a sign of forgiveness that Allah Azza wa Jalla has admitted him into his mercy,
yani
into Jannah. And likewise, dear viewers of Madini Channel, so many at times we are inclined towards something like that, and sometimes a verse of the Quran could remind you, sometimes a hadith of the Prophet could remind you from abstaining from the gunah and sin. And Allah Azza wa Jalla had saved many people like this as well. Mm-hmm.
Subhanallah. MashaAllah, subhanAllah. The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a great way. It's a great way. It's something we must develop in our hearts. Actually, we are often advised by the ulama-i-kiram of two things. That a believer should remain between two things. And what are these two things? One is that he should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other is have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear Allah azza wa jalla's adab, Allah's punishment. And have hope in the rahmah, in the mercy of Allah azza wa jalla. Indeed, he's of forgiving. He's the most forgiving. He's arhamur rahimin. Often what happens in our society, and this is a difficulty, a problem, a challenge we face in our society, that sometimes we focus so much about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy that we tend to forget the fear of Allah azza wa jalla. And when we only focus on the mercy of Allah azza wa jalla, you find that people make these statements that even when they're committing sin, and you say, "Oh my brother, this is a sin, please refrain from it," you hear people saying, "Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jalla is Ghafoor Rahim, He is most merciful, He will forgive me," and they go on in sinning. Our scholars have advised so much against this. They said, this is not hope in the mercy of Allah. This is showing that you do not care, you do not worry, and you do not fear the adab of Allah. And this is so dangerous for us. It's so dangerous. One could lose the iman by not fearing the adab of Allah. We must always be fearful of the adab of Allah. So when we see that we are moving in such a direction that we only having hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, we need to instill in our hearts also to have fear for the adab of Allah Azza wa Jal. If you see Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah, how much he cries in the fear of Allah. How much he cries in the fear of Allah. This should be, you know, we call it a wake-up call. A wake-up call for us that such highest servants of Allah Azza wa Jal are crying in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, and we, do we even have their piety? We are so far from reaching their piety. Shouldn't we be crying more in the fear of Allah?
I agree with you.
We should really be crying in the fear of Allah. And once we develop this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I'm very hopeful that inshallah azza wa jal, we'll try to distance ourselves from sin. And if anyone does commit a sin, we will not be bold in committing that sin. May Allah.
I think we should take inspiration from our pious predecessors, Mulana Sahib, from these beautiful narrations that you have presented. And this is the ultimate truth. You know, our pious predecessors would always guide, and their actions also guided us. They are such pious predecessors who would write the sin on the collar of their kurta, kameez. And the reason behind it, as it is said, that every time they would wear the very same clothes, they will remind themselves of the guna that was committed. Allahu Akbar. There is one pious personality who wrote the sin on his palm. So that every time he lifts his hand to make dua and he sees a sin, he cries in dua.
Subhanallah.
Such ideas. And such people who were so concerned for not repeating that sin again. Yani, committing the sin is one thing. And the khawf and the fear of not making that same mistake for the second time was the ideology and the mindset of our pious predecessors. And we are the followers. And these are our pious predecessors. Then what type of followers are we if we do not follow in the footsteps of these pious predecessors, these viewers of Madani Channel? So yes, time has come whereas we should adhere to these teachings, as Mulana Sahib mentioned, khawf-e khuda, crying. Yes, we shed tears. You cry, I cry, we all cry. Crying is part of human nature, that we got to cry. But these tears have shed enough for the wealth of this world. These tears have shed enough for the loss of this dunya. These tears have shed enough for the love of this world. Now allow these tears to flow in the fear of the divine wrath of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The divine plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't know how we will be dealt in the qabr, so cry. We don't know what will be our outcome in the akhirah, so cry. We don't know whether Allah is right now pleased with us or not pleased despite our abundance of charity and salah. So start crying, dear viewers of Madani Channel. We have various reasons to make us cry, but the love of this world has captivated our hearts. You know, Hazrat Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam, being Allah's prophet, had cried to such an extent that his face had wounds, Mulana Sahib, due to the tears on his face. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, great Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jalla, who does not know his maqam, he is the Khalil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allahu Akbar, when he would stand for prayers and he would have the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla in his heart, he would cry in his prayers to such an extent that the rumble in his chest would be heard from a mile away. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyiduna Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam made sajda to Allah Azza wa Jalla that for 40 days out of shyness he did not even look towards the skies. And he remained in that position, in the state of prostration, to such an extent that the grass grew above his head and covered his head as well. Khawf-e khuda, Mulana Sahib. And on the other hand, we say that we are Muslims and we are lovers and devotees of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is a good thing. But on the other hand, are these the actions of devotees? Is this the way of the lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So Mulana Sahib had highlighted some important points. Number one, lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge of the deen is also a major cause of boldness. Your second point was Mulana Sahib, company as well. You did mention about company. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So yes, an evil company also leaves its traces and marks, and it could cause a person to become bold. And another thing, Mawasab, is that no lagam and no rein on the tongue. They say kehte be laga.
Right.
A person then starts to speak jokes about Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they become bold in that way. That joke ke zariye se, chutkile ke zariye se hum gunah kama rahe hote hain. Jokes related to Allah azza wa jal, jokes related to the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, astaghfirullah ala a'udhu billah, jokes related to the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And the one who's narrating the joke expects the listener to laugh upon the joke.
And how dangerous this is.
How dangerous this is, Mulana Sahib.
If someone is narrating, saying a joke regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's dangerous for that person's iman.
Allahu Akbar.
Allah Azza wa Jal, He's a Rabbul Izza wal Jalal. He's our creator, He's our sustainer, He's our nourisher. Allah Azza wa Jal, you cannot joke about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make light-hearted comments about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if that is leads to a kufr, or if it is a kufr, if someone makes a bad joke regarding Allah Ta'ala, then that person will involve himself in kufr. And those who are entertained by it and laugh by it and think that this is funny, then they are putting themselves, their own iman, in danger.
Allahu Akbar.
Huzur, very importantly, Huzur mentioned company. And you see, the company of those who make these kind of jokes, will make us also make these kinds of jokes. Mm. The company of sinful people will make you sinful, and the company of good people will make you good.
MashaAllah. Excellent.
Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the beautiful comparison and the beautiful understanding, the example, that the one company is such that it is like the person who enters the perfume shop. Even if he doesn't purchase. One is, he may purchase perfume. So subhanAllah, he'll smell like perfume. Even if he doesn't purchase perfume because he was in the company of the perfume seller, and his perfumes, when he leaves the perfume shop, he'll smell fragrant. He'll smell like itar. And then this is the example of good company. You spend time in the company of the good, the effect, the athar of the goodness will also be found upon you.
Allah.
And the one, the effect of bad company is such that if someone spends time in the blacksmith's workshop, he will either burn his clothes, or at least the scent, the smell of the fire will be upon his clothes, such that they may go to meet the next person, and the person will say, I smell the scent of fire on you. How were you in a blacksmith's workshop?
Allah, 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 Allah.
See, the company of that fire has caused that smell upon our clothes. Often, people think, my company won't affect me. But if you are in company where people are sinning continuously, you will start to see the sin as light, because you sing it in front of you all the time. If we don't want to see something as a light thing, we should not continuously watch it. We should not continuously be in that environment, because being in that environment makes us take it lightly. And when one takes sins lightly, we become bold in committing those sins. You see others commit it and you don't think much of it. So we think that others will see us committing it and they also won't think
Allahu
much
Akbar.
Of it. Unfortunately,
Allahu
one
Akbar.
Becomes bold in disobeying Allah.
Allah
and this
Allah.
Is very dangerous for our dunya and our akhirah. May Allah protect us.
Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah Kareem enable us to make sincere tawbah in His bargah. And may we repent for all the sins that we have committed during our life and that we are committing. Imagine, dear viewers of Madini channel, if you have calculated one sin a day and you have spent last 40 years committing sins. So multiply one sin times 365. Yani one sin a day gives you 365 gunas in a year. Multiply 365 by 40 years or 50 years or 70 years that you are living. And see, if even if one sin was committed in a day, in 40, 50 years, how many sins have you gathered together?
Ya Allah.
And it's not one sin a day. People commit numerous sins, countless sins in a day. Knowingly, unknowingly, intentionally or unintentionally. Hum Allah ki bargah mein ye dua mangte ki Allah Kareem hum par rahm farmaye. Ameen. Ameer al-Sunnat writes this beautiful munajat. Maybe the viewers of Madini channel can join us in this, inshallah. Kab gunaho se kinara main karunga ya Rab. Kab gunaho se kinara main karunga ya Rab. Nek kab hai mere Allah, ha banunga ya Rab. Nek kab hai mere Allah, ha banunga ya Rab. Kab gunahon ke marz se main shifa paunga mola mola. Kab mein bimar madine, kab lunga ya Rab. Kab mein bimar madine,
kab dunga ya rab.
Ameen bijahil nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah subhanahu wa, we have a beautiful kalam. Mujhe bakhsh de be sabab ya ilahi by none other than Mahbub al-Tari sallamahu al-bari. Let's enjoy and let's cry in the court of Allah azza wa jalla with sincerity. Let's watch this entire kalam inshallah until we return. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
مجھے بخش دے بے سبب یا الہی, مجھے بخش دے بے سبب یا الہی, نہ کرنا کبھی بھی غضب یا الہی, مجھے بخش دے بے سبب یا الہی. گناہوں نے غائے کہیں کا نہ چھوڑا, چھوڑا میں کب تک پھروں خار اب یا الہی, میں کب تک پھروں خار اب یا الہی, نہ کرنا کبھی بھی غضب یا الہی, مجھے بخش دے بے سبب یا الہی. بڑا حج پہ آنے کو جی چاہتا ہے, بڑا حج پہ آنے کو جی چاہتا ہے, بلاوا اب آئے گا کب یا الہی, بلاوا اب آئے گا کب یا الہی, نہ کرنا کبھی بھی غضب یا الہی, مجھے بخش دے بے سبب یا الہی. میں مکے میں آؤں مدینے میں آؤں, بنا کوئی ایسا سبب یا الہی, میں دیکھوں مدینے کا گلشن دکھا دے, تو دشت و جبال عرب یا الہی, کرم ایسا کر دے مدینے میں آ کر, کرم ایسا کر دے مدینے میں آ کر, گزاروں میں پھر روز و شب یا الہی, گزاروں میں پھر روز و شب یا الہی, نہ کرنا کبھی بھی غضب یا الہی, مجھے بخش دے بے سبب یا الہی.
جو مانگا وہ دے مجھ کو وہ بھی عطا کر نہیں کر سکا جو طلب یا الہی سبھی ایک ہو جائیں ایمان والے پے شاہ عالی نسب یا الہی خدایا برے خاتی میں سے بچا لے خدایا برے خاتی میں سے بچا لے گناہگار ہے جان بلب یا الہی گناہگار ہے جان بلب یا الہی مجھے بخش دے بے سبب یا الہی نظر میں محمد کے جلوے بسے ہوں چلو اس جہاں سے میں جب یا الہی بسے مرگ ہو روز روشن کی مانند میری قبر کے تیرا شب یا الہی گناہوں سے عطار کو دے معافی گناہوں سے عطار کو دے معافی کرم ہو نہ کرنا غضب یا الہی کرم ہو نہ کرنا غضب یا الہی مجھے بخش دے بے سبب یا الہی مجھے بخش دے بے سبب یا الہی نہ کرنا کبھی بھی غضب یا الہی مجھے بخش دے بے سبب یا الہی
سبحان اللہ کیا بات ہے مدینے کی ڈیئر ویورز آف مدینے چینل وی آر بیک اینڈ یو آر لسننگ ٹو دی بیوٹیفل کلام وچ از اے مناجات مجھے بخش دے بے سبب یا الہی مولانا صاحب وی ہیو کم ٹو دی اینڈ آف دی پروگرام and every good thing has to come to an end as well Mulana Sahib we wish we could have more air time so that we could convey complete the message however time is always of the essence and some of your parting words Mulana Sahib as nasiha and advice for the viewers of Madina channel
subhanallah azza wa jalla mashallah we discussed sinning and being bold in committing sins so our aim is to get away from being bold in committing sins and ultimately not to sin. So alhamdulillah, we discussed some beautiful advices that we can firstly attain this by choosing good company, by developing fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by trying to increase in worshipping Allah azza wa jal and trying to please Allah azza wa jal. Inshallah azza wa jal, this efforts to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hopefully keep us away from the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and will chase us or push us away, repel us from doing things that displease Allah. May Allah give us tawfiq. Amen.
Ya baat hai Madine ki. Jazakum Allah wa khairan Mulana Sahib for joining us in this program as usual and sharing your Madine pearls. May Allah Kareem accept.
Ameen.
So yes, we have come to the end. And before we leave, remember dear viewers, one of the biggest enemies of insan is also his own nafs, the carnal desires. And
The nafs does never allow a person to think about the punishment, about the akhirah, so on and so forth. Hence he becomes determined on committing sins. May Allah Kareem forgive us. May Allah Kareem shower mercy upon us all. May Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive our sins and accept our lawful wishes. We will be back, inshallah. So keep making dua, keep watching Madani channel, and keep reciting durood and salawat upon the most exalted creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of